This week we read the parsha of Achrimos and Kedoshim, a double parsha. At the beginning of Parshas Achrimos, the Torah tells us about the avodah of the Kohen Gadol on Yom HaKippurim. And the pasuk says, Perek Tezayin, pasuk Hey, Ume'es Adas B'nei Yisrael, and from the Adas B'nei Yisrael, from the congregation of B'nei Yisrael, meaning that it has to come from communal funds. Yikach Shnei Si'irei Izim Lechatos. The Kohen has to take two Si'irei Izim, two goats, Lechatos, to be brought as Korban Chatos. Va'ayel Echad La'ola, one ayel, one ram, as a Korban Ola. Now these two Korban Chatos is the Hemshech, the continuation of the Pesukim, tell us that actually there were two goats and they had to look exactly the same. And a lottery was cast, and one of them was the Sa'ir La Hashem, and one of them was the Sa'ir La Azazel, which was sent down a cliff. The Shemen HaTov, Rabbi Bernard Weinberger, asks a very basic question. In the pasuk we just read, the Torah tells us that we're supposed to take two goats as a chatas. But then, we don't bring them both as a chatas. One of them is a korban chatas, one of them is not a korban. One of them is thrown down a cliff. Why do we call both of them as if they both had the status of a korban chatas, as if they were both brought as korbanos? One of them is not a korban. You know, if I go to a candy machine and there's a candy bar for a dollar, and I have a dollar, and my friend is standing right next to me and he's really hungry and he also wants the candy bar, and he says, David, can I have that? Can I have the dollar and I'll eat the candy bar? So I have a decision to make. One of us is going to get a candy bar. Either I'm going to put the dollar in the machine, take the candy bar for myself, or I'm going to give him the candy bar, he's going to get it, and I'm not going to get it. Says the Shemen HaTov, when it comes to our physical needs, so if I help somebody out, if I give something to somebody, if I give them my time, if I give them my money, my possessions, or I help them in a certain way, I am inevitably going to be doing that at my expense. I'm going to lose out because I gave them something that I had. I no longer have it because they have it. But, says the Shemen HaTov, when it comes to our Avodas Hashem, when it comes to our Ruchnis, our spirituality, our service of God, if I help somebody else, I never lose. In fact, I only gain. The pasuk says, Ki ner mitzvah v'torah or. A ner is a mitzvah. A mitzvah is like a candle. V'torah or, and Torah illuminates. Torah is the light. What's the connection between the candle and the fire and the light to a mitzvah, to Torah? The answer is that if I'm a candle and I light another candle, the first candle, I don't lose out. My candle, my flame is not any smaller. In fact, if we put the two candles together, we'll have an even bigger flame. So when it comes to the flame, if I help somebody else, I don't lose and I can only stand to gain. And that, says the Shemen HaTov, is the message of the Sa'ir La'azazel. There's a prescription, the Torah says. In order to bring this korban, you need to have two goats. And they have to be equal. And then there has to be a lot. And one of them is going to be brought on the Mizbeach as a korban, and is going to get all the glory, so to speak, of being used as a korban in the Beis HaMikdash on Yom HaKippurim. And the other one is going to be taken by the Ish Iti, and he's going to walk it out to the desert and throw it off the cliff, as the pasuk says. But without that goat that's going to be thrown off the cliff, I don't have the korban chatas. The goat that's going to be thrown off the cliff, the Sa'ir La'azazel, it enables, helps the other Sa'ir become a chatas. And that's why the pasuk says they both get the status of the chatas. The way Hashem looks at it is they're both deserving of this glory. They're both going to have a status, a name of a korban chatas. Because when I help my friend, if I help somebody else achieve greatness in ruchnius, I go along with it. That's a very important lesson, because when it comes to the Gashmis, as we explained, when I give something up, I don't have it anymore. Somebody else has it. But when it comes to Torah, when it comes to service of Hashem, when it comes to helping other people, you never lose by helping other people. And that's the lesson of the Seir La'azazel.